Hi, I'm Lynn, compulsive eater and restrictor. Really grateful as always to be in this meeting. And I'll just, I'm speaking on the fifth step. I'll do a little bit to kind of just, most of you know my story, so I won't go too much into that. But maybe I'll just start with like how I'm doing right this moment. I've got some anxiety. I prepared some, but not a ton. And my son's upstairs on crutches, and my husband's asleep in the next room. So I didn't tell him I'm sharing. So I just have this baseline anxiety that's sometimes a part of my life, sometimes not as much. And that's a big part of what I need help with program, because out of anxiety, I sometimes would basically not eat. And then if I would sink into depression, then I would, like, that's how I coped when I was younger. And, not even just younger, like, those things still come up for me. So I guess just to qualify a little bit, like, I came in, gosh, it's almost 2.5. So about 10 years ago, I think it'll be 10 years and 10 or 11 in November. And, interestingly, I think in some ways I was actually in my eating disorder when I came in, but I didn't think I was. I thought I was like in the good phase of what was going on and that I just needed a way to help me sustain that. And what was, re I mean, you know, there, I have some real health things that, there's a lot of advice for me around, or there has been historically around like what to do with food in order to stay healthy. And for me, like I have to really edit a lot of that out, and just keep food pretty simple, like not make food good or bad. And that's kind of what I was doing. It's like there were a lot of foods that were like really scary and bad and that could hurt me. And I was on a pretty restricted food plan when I came in. And over time, and then it kind of would, and this is what would happen when I was younger. It's like I'd be good and basically not eat. And then I would go hide in my room and pull food out of the fridge. And I was kind of downstairs in the basement in my house. And I would eat when everybody was asleep. And then I would throw it up. And that was a really long time ago. Like that kind of more, yeah, like I stopped purging when I left my dance conservatory at 19. And I was like, I'm done. And I was with that piece. But the piece I didn't quite understand was just this restriction compulsion that would like swing back and forth. So that took me a long time. And it took me some time in program actually to figure out. And what I can say is to the best of my knowledge, with the help of my higher power and with you all, I generally know in my body when I'm doing one of those things. And part of the recovery for me was actually knowing the truth, actually knowing reality. And I can't say, that's still something I have to work with, this tendency to kind of dissociate and then the tendency to obsess. Like those are how it kind of swings. So a lot of my work is really around just staying conscious without getting crazy about it. And and that's kind of what I wrote. It's like being aware, whether it's of my health stuff. Like I have this eye condition where it's that's connected to my rheumatoid, and I have to take eye drops, but it's like I can't get crazy about it. It's like I just, but I do have to take them or my eyes will get messed up. I do have to eat well, but I don't have to be obsessive about what that looks like. And what I'll say just in terms of what my kind of food plan looks like now is, I don't skip meals. Like that's kind of my abstinence, like not skipping meals. And I can't say that's perfect. Like I'll just name, like I was in the ER, my son's okay, but I was in the ER with my kid on Tuesday night. And I hadn't, it's like we went at 5, didn't have dinner, and I was there till 1:30. And there aren't a lot of options at Children's, but there was a vending machine, and I made the best choice I could. And then part of the work is like, if it's not the best choice I could, then I have to turn that over. Because thank you. Part of that cycle for me, would be kind of the shame on top of the bed, and then the shame on top of the shame. And so a lot of my work is really like, okay, we're not going there right now. Like I hear you, like kind of talking to like these parts, and then also having, and I will say like that's where like higher power has really come in. Like I do feel like I have this higher power, and at times higher power has been you all. At times it's been just like when I really can't access my own experience of higher power, then I have to pick up the phone. And I will say the more I do that, the easier it is to access, because when I'm really isolated, that's just not a good place for me in recovery or anywhere. Okay, so let's see, fifth step. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. So it's been a long time since I've done an official fifth step, which actually reminds me. I'm like, yeah, I really need to do those steps in a more formal way again. But I do a tenth step. I want to say daily. At times it's daily. I'll say right now it's a few times in the week, hopefully. It's been a little less robust, and I'm trying to get back on track with that. So I do that with my sponsor. But I do, to the best of my capacity, try to be really honest on a regular basis. And there was a situation, I don't know if I want to fully go into it, but there was a situation actually at work where, and with like transportation, and I basically was leaving my car there when we would go out of town. I guess I am going into detail about it. This is confidential. And it wasn't like officially I was doing anything wrong, but I didn't check with my boss. And then I just started to feel like, you know what? I don't know if this is right. And I wasn't being fully honest. And part of my recovery, like I let other people be my higher power, not my higher power. I let my husband be my higher power. So it's kind of like that shame comes up around that. It feels embarrassing to say. But it's still part of what I have to work with. Sometimes my son, and that feels tricky because I'm like, what? He still has to be in his right place and role as well. Sometimes my clients, sometimes, whatever it is. But where it gets tricky is if, like, when I'm not really in touch with what doesn't feel in alignment with my own values. So that's when I think about character defects or what's the actual language again? To another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. In my belief, it's for me around when I'm out of alignment with my values. And I want to say that I'm never out of alignment with my values, but as you just heard, that's just not the case. I sometimes am. And then I have to use my program to course correct. Again, not collapse into the shame of like, oh my God, I can't believe you're still doing that shit. And there is, I mean, and when that comes up, because it does, then I'm like, oh, okay, all right, let's maybe just like work with it. So I'm working, I told my sponsor about it. I was like, ooh, this feels icky. And when I have that like ick feeling, I'm like, I know I'm out of alignment with my values. So I talked to her. I'm still trying to figure out exactly how to like what needs to be just a living amends, what needs to be like a literal, like spoken amends. And then, there's some other things that I'm trying to remember, like that have come up. And it's funny, they were coming up before I actually was thinking about this step. And part of it was I have there's a dear family friend who I really haven't been in touch with for decades, but they were just really wonderful people in my like I have felt memories and actual visual memories of being in their house. And my house did not feel good. I mean, just I won't go into detail, but it just didn't feel good in a lot of ways. And these were family friends where it's like, I remember being there. I remember being outside in the woods, and there was something that felt so like magical. I don't know if it just felt good. There was a piano. I just remember a lot of light, and they had two kids, and It was just, there was a lot of life. I mean, there was a lot of chaos, as I found out later too, but there was a lot of life and a lot of creativity and beauty and connection is at least how I experienced it. And I did get to say, talk to this lovely woman before she died, but I was planning on, thank you, letting her know like how much they meant to me. And I didn't, I just didn't. I mean, I think I did in some ways. I was just like, I love you. We're able to say that. It's not like a terrible, I'm not going to say it's like a terrible thing, but I think what's come up for me at this phase of life, seeing, having a lot of older people in my life, are the things that I either have not done well in my past or the things I need to acknowledge. And that's one that I just feel some sadness about, really. And so I'm trying to let her know just in my prayers. And But then, another one, I'm just going to get concrete. Another one. So one of my, where I go, I keep wanting to call it character. I know it's not the ninth, but it's so connected to all of like the fourth, the ninth, the exact nature of our wrongs. There was another family friend who really helped me out a lot when I came out here. I was dancing. I stayed with them for a summer. And they didn't have kids. These were a lot of my dad's friends from college. And I stayed with them in this really lovely place in San Francisco, which is kind of a hard thing to do when you're in your mid-20s and don't have a lot of money. And they were just really great to me. And then when I came back out here. I went to grad school. I really never made the time to kind of acknowledge them, really. And then he got Alzheimer's after my dad, but his was a really fast, awful, like rapid decline. And I never showed up. And it was clear, like she felt angry about it. And I didn't know what, I just kind of avoided it. I never dealt with it. And it's still kind of, so that's unfinished business for me that I'm looking at now. I don't know if there's, I mean, I'm not going to take her pain away, any of that. But I am working on writing a letter and just letting her, just expressing my gratitude. And I think I probably wrote them a letter at one point. I was like, thank you. But it's like gratitude, like this is something I'm just more and more aware of. Like gratitude and love and care is not just like what you say or what I say. It's really like showing up. And that's where a lot, I think I've caused a lot of harm is by not showing up, disappearing, that kind of thing. So that's kind of that's where it's showing up for me right now. I think, in terms of in terms, and I think it's funny, I think it goes back to the shame piece. Like I can do something that's off, but once I realize it's off, then I avoid it even, or I'm not saying I do all the time, but this was kind of my old habit that recovery's helped me with. I would avoid it even more. I'm like, oh, that's bad. And so I would get like two steps farther away from actually dealing with it because I just couldn't tolerate the distress of knowing I'd done something bad. And when I say bad, I'm not, I'm not even made, something that was out of alignment, really. And so my work now is to like, when I come back, I have to come back because that's how I dealt with life, really. And it's not at this point, like there's a phrase. And I'm kind of in the therapy with, well, I bring this in. But basically, I had stuff growing up. I think a lot of us in these rooms did. It's not like I had stuff that was hard. And, but I'm a 50-year-old woman. And so my work now is not about like even going, I mean, it's not about, I need to know what happened. But it's my responsibility now. And when I, and now it's also like, when I make it all about me, I'm like, you know what? I don't have to do this alone. And that's the beauty of this program. I don't have to do it alone. I've got a meditation practice. I've got you all. I've got meetings. Like one thing that's been really cool lately is one of the miracles of the program. Sorry, I'm jumping all over the place, but is that I have a job I love. It's a lot, and I resent that I only have 2 weeks vacation and my lovely sponsor reminds me like that's true for a lot of people. Like you're not this unique person that only gets 2 weeks vacation. And I'm like, the brat in me comes out. I'm like, well, it's not right. But it's life on life's terms, and I've got a job I really love. And so that's one of the miracles. And I'm public speaking, which I never thought I could do. I think that showed up from here. So I've got five more. I'm not a perfect public speaker, and I can deal. Like, I used to literally shake and my face would turn bright red. Like, it's a little red now, but I remember being in class and like I would dissociate. Like, I would leave my body and go, I don't even know where I went. Like, it was just like I wasn't there. And so that's a huge miracle of this program. And yeah, and I think it can be easy for me to get kind of, what's the word, kind of like a little off track. So I think where I was going before is I've been going to more meetings, and even if they're like small meetings, like there's a 12 o'clock San Francisco OA meeting that I saw a member here at, and that was really lovely. I was like, oh yay, that's really cool. And it's 15 minutes, it's like 5 minutes of meditation and then 10 minutes of writing. And I can do that on my lunch break. Like, I sometimes use like my life as an excuse to not do my program. Like, my son wanted food and I was like, okay, do I not gonna be like your perfect breakfast? And that's part of my program too. It's like things don't have to be just the way I want them or just right. And yeah, and then I got to show up here and I was on time and I had my water. And yeah, so it's like taking care of myself without over taking care of myself, and not abandoning myself. So it's like really about that middle place. And that's part of the fifth step for me too, is just that's how I can show up. So I think that's it. I hope that was somewhat coherent. And it's really good to be with you all. I really love you. Thank you.